you know that you need to get something done, but you just don't? Do dirty clothes pile up until they've become Mount Laundrious, and it's about to erupt into emergency status? Have you wanted to move ahead in your career, but you haven't started on that certification you need in order to move up? What do all of these have in common? They're all part of our executive function, of course, specifically motivation. This is a particularly frustrating one for us ADHDers. We know that we need to get stuff done and we want them to be done, but we just don't do them. Why? Well, get ready to learn about your brain. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. We are talking about executive function, the CEO of your brain. And I don't know how you explain ADHD without talking about executive function. If you're not familiar, head over to episode 53 for an overview. And today we're going to talk specifically on motivation. Now, there's two definitions of motivation. One is the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. Our willingness. Here's the thing, I'm willing, but I just don't do it. I desire, but I don't do it. If we rely on this magical desire to just show up and work, well, we're going to be waiting for a while because our executive function doesn't really function the way it's supposed to. Now, definition number two is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. Now, this one I can get behind because I can figure out my reasons. I can identify my why. Then I'm going to get some stuff done. Once I know why I'm doing it, hey, no problem. But I want you to note that these two definitions of motivation do not say anything about action. We often hear, oh, he's really motivated to get that done. But being motivated does not create action. Motivation by itself does not make things happen. Action is entirely different from motivation. I want you to cement that in. Motivation by itself does not make things happen. Action is completely different than motivation. You see, with action, we can make change. But for us, we have to create an external system to override that lagging internal motivation. Does this take work? Sure, but it is doable. But hold on, let me pause my pep talk here for a second and get back on task with what I was doing. So, how does motivation, or the lack thereof, show up in adults? Well, we're unmotivated to do a lot of things. Paying bills? Boring. Filling out paperwork? Boring. Sorting, organizing, planning, boring. We don't come by motivation easily. It is a process for us to identify the reason. We need to hone in on definition number two. Now, this takes some skill and some practice, but this is a skill you can learn. It is not impossible to identify. It might be hidden in there somewhere, and you might have to do a little digging. You have to know yourself, and that's the scary part because then we start digging up some stuff maybe we don't want to look at. But when you do start asking yourself the question of why is this important to me, and you just keep digging until you find that root, well, then that's where we can make a difference. There's also an interesting relationship here with our time blindness because we generally speaking don't have a sense of time, but we do get really motivated when all of a sudden that deadline is here. We work well under pressure. We get that dopamine hit once that deadline is looming and the buzzer's about to go off, and then we get some stuff done. But that's also a pretty stressful way to live life. This is all directly related to the chemical imbalances in your brain, the lack of connection with our neurons. It is all science-based. So no, you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. And even though it sometimes feels like that, we can figure out a way to work around this. Now, how might some other people interpret this issue? Well, we come across as being maybe childlike or immature. We're lazy because we don't get things done, or maybe stupid, or we don't have any goals. We're short-sighted. You're wasting your talent or wasting your intellect. Why don't you want anything out of life? And then they start to write you off. But there's also some positive sides to our different version of motivation in our executive function. See, when we get on board with something, like when we're fired up and we identify, like, this is the reason I'm doing something, and we get in there, we are a force to be reckoned with. If you think about any of the famous people who have ADHD, they were hyper-focused or are still hyper-focused on something, and it went well because they went all in. You see this a lot in athletes like Michael Phelps or Simone Biles. Hyper-focus can win you some Olympic gold medals. But you also see it in other areas like musicians, like Adam Levine. It's across the board. When ADHDers put their mind to something, things are going to happen. For me, motivation is solidly in the middle parts of that Venn diagram we talked about, where it intersects with transitions and task initiation, planning, prioritizing, all those. And I still hate mundane things. And unfortunately, there are a lot of them in motherhood, especially in the beginning stages. Like, you think of the newborn stage. It's literally like 3 hours of your life on repeat. It's so boring. Things like folding laundry and meal prep. And I'm not afraid to say it out loud. Playing with babies and toddlers is so boring. It kills me because they can't do anything yet. I know that we're building basic skills, but it is hard for my ADHD brain to stick with a baby who literally can't do anything. I get bored. So when I'm on that struggle bus of like, yo, I cannot read this book for the 47th time. I can't. I have to channel in my why. My son loves this book. And it is very developmentally appropriate for him to be reading this same book over and over again. Kids like that it's predictable. They know it's going to happen. They really get to enjoy all the nuances of the story and the pictures. And they like that comfort. So I have to remind myself that this is a developmentally appropriate stage, and it's good for him, it's good for his brain. And when I reframe it like that, then it's easier for me to read it for the 48th time. I also try to like liven it up a little bit. Like, I try to use different voices or read it fast or read it slow. I mean, there's only so many variations you can do, but those kind of things will make it a little bit easier, and I feel a little more motivated because I know that this is something that, as hard as it is for me, is really good for my child. I don't know that there'll ever come a time where I enjoy folding laundry, but I can recognize that most of these really lame motherhood tasks are essential to keep our family running smoothly. And when things are running smoothly, that means I'm calm, which creates a more peaceful environment for my family to function, and my kids can flourish when it's peaceful, not when it's chaotic and I'm yelling like a crazy lady. So while I don't enjoy the mundane tasks, I have a plan in place so that these things that have to get done, and I can enjoy my family with less stress. That's how I narrow down getting these lame things done. That's my why. Mama, is your morning defined by chaos or by calm? Are you hunting down lost shoes and keys and permission slips all before the sun has even come up? Are you flying out the door, running to the car, arms full of stuff that never made it into your bag? Are you still wearing pajamas at lunchtime more days than not? No matter what stage you are in your motherhood, whether it's frenzied exiting with older kids or flopping around the house with littles, I have to ask, does your morning look like what you want it to look like? I know that you want your morning to be more together. You want less nagging, less yelling. You want less frumpy, lumpy unproductiveness. You want to feel confident in how you start your day. And you want your children to have that confidence too. So I am so excited. I am finally finished writing The Disorganized Mom's Guide to a Peaceful Morning. It's here. I put this together just for you. It's down and dirty basics to get you on your way to a better morning and fast. It's 5 quick videos straight to the point of cutting chaos. Each video is delivered to your inbox with 1 action step because I want this to be doable today. I'll be right there with you to remind you to do your baby step in case you forget and get off track. And it's totally free because I want you to take the next step in the right direction. Now, if you're listening to this in real time, we are going to kick off this together. On October 22nd, we are going to start the Peaceful Mama Morning Challenge, and all of us are going to band together and work on the goal of bringing more calm into our mornings together. I want you in the Motherhood and ADHD Facebook group. You can share what's working for you and ask questions of the other mamas to brainstorm ideas if you get stuck. So hit pause right now and sign up for the video series, The Disorganized Mom's Guide to a Peaceful Morning. It's on my website, patriciasung.com/peaceful-morning. And link arms with like-minded mamas. I am so excited to see how your mornings move to a happier mama and a happier family. So what else can we do to keep our motivation up and going? Awareness. Knowing where you're struggling will help you make a difference. So having that awareness of like, where am I feeling unmotivated? Finding that pattern allows your brain to kind of sit on it and marinate on a solution. And when you know what the problem is, then you can make some changes. My next recommendation is to stop expecting something that isn't there to just appear. If you don't have internal motivation towards doing the lame things in life, don't expect it to magically show up. Let that go, because you can get stuff done by action. Because like I said earlier, action is different than motivation. So identify your why. And then you can set up a system that works for you and doesn't rely on this magical internal motivation that we don't have and aren't going to get anytime soon. What we do need to use is our persistence. Focus on the goal. Keep going. When you fall off the horse, you get back on. We're never going to be super consistent, which we talked about in the consistency episode. Like, that's not our jam, but we can keep going. We can start up again. We can try again. We can always do it again. So sticking with something, even when it's really hard, that's what's going to get us to our goal. Not being super consistent, not being super motivated, keeping on, that is what's going to get us to the goal. Cognitive behavioral therapy will also help you learn about your thoughts and where you're struggling with these obstacles and letting go of the thoughts that are not serving you. And I did a whole episode, it's number 37, on letting go of thoughts that aren't helping you. Not every thought you have deserves your attention, so go listen to that episode. It was good stuff. Another hack is chunking. Breaking down big projects or things that you just don't want to do into little pieces. So if you're struggling to get the laundry done, don't think of it as a whole big thing. Just focus on, okay, before my kids head off to school, I'm going to get the laundry into the washing machine. And just break it down into that one piece, getting it all in the washing machine. Then it's like, okay, by lunchtime, I will swing back and put it from the washer to the dryer. Like, breaking it into little pieces will allow you to get the whole project done instead of thinking, oh, laundry. Because when you start thinking about all the folding and the putting away, like, it just gets overwhelming. So break it into smaller pieces. Another way to up your motivation is creating a self-imposed deadline with a real consequence. Now, we do great under pressure, so I won't recommend this for everything. But if you have something that really does have to get done for work or for your family, you can invent a deadline and then find someone who will come down on you with that consequence if you don't follow through. I got this idea from Jerry Seinfeld. He told himself he was going to write jokes every day and he would mark it on a calendar. And if he missed a day, then he had to tear up a $100 bill. Like, legit, just tear it into pieces and throw it away. And to him, that was just the worst, to literally throw money away. So he would write a joke every day because he didn't want that consequence. Now, if you think, oh, I can't tear up that money, that's too much. Like, for one, you need the consequence to be harsh. It can't be namby-pamby. It's got to be something that's really going to hurt if you don't follow through. And then if you don't think you could do it, then you need to find someone who will do it for you. So find something that would be as awful to you as tearing up a $100 bill, and find someone who will execute that if you don't come through by your deadline. And my last tip, of course, is finding routines for boring tasks. I know that the word routine is not a favorite of ADHDers, but I'm trying to break that myth. Routines don't have to be super restrictive and make you feel like you're being suffocated. A routine is simply this customary way you do something. So you can tailor a routine to fit your lifestyle and be flexible and work for you. It doesn't have to be restrictive. It should be a complement to your life, that you can get all these lame, boring things done that have to get done quickly and efficiently, and then you have so much more time to do the fun things. Like, I have a great laundry routine that just runs smoothly. Now, I really hate laundry. It's my least favorite task, but my kids keep wearing clothes, so I don't have a choice. somebody has to do the laundry. And when you find an efficient, smooth way to get something done that works for you, then it's not so much a chore. But rather than it lingering around all day, I get it done and I move on, and then I have space in my life for the things that I actually like to do. So one more reminder to get in there and sign up for the Peaceful Mama Morning Challenge that starts this month. The link is in the description. And we're going to be talking about executive function for a couple more weeks. So knowledge is power. And the more that you know about your ADHD brain, the better you can use your strengths and bumper pad your weaknesses to make your life better. We are not trying to change who we are. We're just trying to find ways that we can feel confident in how we run our lives and how we lead our families. And I'm here to help. So, Successful Mama, have an amazing week, and we will talk soon. Thank you for listening to Motherhood and ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.